How are you all doing? This is Talk About Epic. I'm Arch Darrell and I'm here with K-Dub and Hornet. Today we are talking about the upcoming Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. Let's dig in.
Okay, so Xbox
Series X. PS5 versus Xbox Series X.
Another console war about to start.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
And me not so much.
Why not?
I haven't seen a game that's like, you know what I'm talking about.
You're not going to see that.
Yeah, I know. I have a feeling that those days are behind us.
Yeah, we already accept. Let's accept that. No?
Okay.
We're not going to see that game.
There's only one game that I was like, I'm hyped to play, is the dinosaur game. Everything else, I was like, I want to play.
And even then, you know it's not going to be what you want
to
be.
Yeah, right.
Have y'all seen the specs on the PlayStation and the Xbox?
They're pretty close. Yeah.
They're pretty close. Xbox is has a little bit more.
Yeah.
But.
Because, yeah, it's.
They got SSD in there.
Yeah.
I've seen this fix. SSD, so they claim, because remember the last time for PS4, they told us we didn't have to load a game.
Yeah.
Still loading games.
Yeah, we still loading.
We got longer fucking loading screens.
which is crazy.
The loading.
Yeah.
The
expression loading for fucking
part,
Destiny.
Part of
no,
the game.
No. Anthem.
Oh,
loading,
God,
no, that's
man.
Not a game. That's not even considered a game.
Nah.
That's like, a fail project.
We went backwards.
Okay. Yo, sad enough, yo, that shit is from BioWare, dog.
BioWare anymore. A lot of dudes left.
You know what I mean? But yeah, as because of the, with the SSDs or whatever, it's supposed to be able to boot faster.
Yeah, there's a game I'm hyped for. There's a game I'm hyped for because the guys from Gearbox are doing it.
Okay.
Borderlands.
Borderlands
guys are doing it.
Go ahead.
I can't remember the name. See, I didn't know what he was going to talk about. This I remember his damn games he was going to talk about.
You didn't know. It's on the bullet point.
How the hell
point?
I know goddamn Tsushima is going to blanch
It's on the bullet point. Hello.
Yeah, all right.
All these are here.
All right. So the dinosaur game that's like a Turok.
I still don't know what's the name,
man?
I
don't think anybody's gonna know what the dinosaur game is.
I can't remember.
Especially people who has no visual to what you're saying.
Look up the game. Gearbox Next Project.
This guy.
Hopefully they get their money.
Oh shit!
But you heard about what's going on at Gearbox, right?
Gearbox, no.
So the whole thing with Gearbox is. You get your pay is low, but if the game does good, you get a bonus. As in, niggas bought houses because of that shit.
Because of which one?
The bonuses you get, right? Where else is that? Nah, good one. Stop.
It's not here.
So okay, so the whole thing is your pay is kind of meh, but you get a bonus.
Yeah.
Borderlands came out. That game did good. Niggas wasn't having their bonus. They was like, yo, the boss told him if you don't like it, quit. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but that's some shady shit.
Well, yeah, we'll look up that game, man.
I like Gears of War, right?
Mention it again.
I like Gears of War. I like Borderlands, man. That shit is just like, but when I heard that shit, I was like, damn, bro, that's some fucked up shit. Imagine you got a shit coming out and you're like, yo, Borderlands about to come out. Let me put a down payment on this house. And then you was depending on that money. And that shit came out, and the money is like, it's not there. Like, that's just fucked up.
But speaking about the Xbox and the PS5 again, how y'all feel about the game lineup that day?
I think Sony is gonna be
Sony.
I think Sony is gonna be Sony. I'm not gonna say Microsoft. We don't know Microsoft guy in the works.
I mean, the only thing I really see.
How many exclusives? Zero.
I mean, Halo is like
same exclusive. Does not count.
Halo counts as one.
It doesn't count when it's a previous
IP.
IP.
Yeah.
Where are your new...
All I see is...
Why are we... And which is worse? A lot of people say Xbox has the better chance already, but I think not because...
Why does it have a better chance?
Its specs
is
a bit
better.
Because it's future-proof?
No, not even
no,
that.
No, it's
specs.
Specs
is better. Its subscription
system
is better. Because they have a subscription plan.
Yeah, PlayStation Now, Xbox,
whatever.
Yeah,
and they have more of a clear view of what they're going to be given.
Yeah, they're right about
PlayStation
that.
5, not too sure.
That's right.
But the thing about that, every game you can buy for the Xbox, you can buy for on PC.
Yeah, so.
Every single game. What am I putting out $400 or $500 for the Xbox 4?
If you got a PC, then why?
Yeah. You don't, well.
Aren't you cutting your profit margin?
You don't actually need to buy either systems if you have a good
computer. Yeah,
yes.
They said that, but you have to buy a PlayStation 5
because to play certain games.
Just to play 5, certain games.
PlayStation 5 games
have exclusives, not for PC and thing,
For PlayStation
5 only.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it's games that we like to play.
Fine, that's the edge right there.
You have to get it.
I mean, Sony understand that to have to make a successful console, you need games. Imagine that shit.
I don't understand the direction that Xbox was trying to go to make an entertainment system.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
They went.
We don't want that.
It's something they tried and seemed like it failed.
It failed, but they're still trying.
I thought, yeah. They're still pushing it for that?
They're still trying. They have zero. I haven't seen any real exclusives. Three games.
Now, all
with how big the game industry now, I would think they would focus more on gamers.
But
like,
no, they failed for me last, what, two? No, 360 was good.
Yeah, 360 was good. Then the Xbox One came out, and that was trash.
Xbox One came out. They didn't really have it. Like, I have
Xbox One came out with a DRM system.
I have an Xbox. Ask me how much games I have for it.
You have three games. You have Forza Horizon. You have the new Gears of War.
Ask me how much games I have Halo. For it.
This games I bought.
How much games?
What a shit.
Halo.
Well, yeah. Me too.
That's it.
That's the only game I ever bought for
the
Xbox.
Only game. That's the reason why I bought your Xbox. For Halo.
That's Lend messed it. Up.
And I got two more games.
Like, the only reason I bought
only
Xbox
bought
was
Xbox,
to play Halo.
I mean, yeah, as a Halo fan. You don't play, I mean, me, I
and
play.
That's sadly enough, that's off of Bungie's Halo.
Yeah.
Not even 343 Zone.
Man, I ain't even looking at that
you
shit.
You understand? So,
nah, I ain't paying attention.
And they had so much games coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we watched the conference.
Third party.
They had a lot of games coming up. They had a few exclusives.
Who, Xbox?
Three. I'm not talking about now, before they messed up.
Oh, okay.
They had remember that Dragon game?
Scalebound. Yeah.
Shut it down. Everybody had their
Dragon. That was a platinum game. It was a platinum joint. You know that's going to be over the top. A platinum joint with dragons.
Yeah.
All right? Come on, man.
So they had exclusive because the thing with Xbox, right? Xbox always stray from the regular, I should say.
They need exclusives, man.
They always do like these outrageous games that kind of make you want to play them.
Yeah.
PlayStation has its...
its box. It's know what its strengths are.
It's still going to have exclusives.
Yeah.
But it's going to be specifically based on certain things.
Yeah.
That you can expect. Xbox, you don't know where it's coming from.
Man.
What happened?
That's a good
one. They do a lot
of
action
thing.
Games.
Huh?
Sony do a lot of action games.
That's what I'm saying. You know where it's coming from and what in some form.
Well, they might not know their niche or something like that. Xbox?
Yeah. You don't need
and
to know
your
niche.
Like throwing
Xbox 360 wasn't a question it had games for that.
Listen, man. Y'all want to know the niche? Go to y'all mic. Go to the forums.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't need a niche. You don't need that. That's not what Xbox is known for. Xbox knows to bring you a taxi game. Remember that one? Oh, no, that was Dreamcast. Crazy Taxi was Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Xbox, you don't know whatever direction they're coming from, the game was good, was playable, was enjoyable. Whatever reason, right? They had that for 360. I played my 360 more than I played my PlayStation.
Damn.
Well, I did until...
We played our 360s more than we played our PlayStation. Don't say that.
Oh, no. Back then, yes.
What?
Back then,
all
yes.
We were playing is Halo and Gears.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. We was on the Xbox a lot.
And they were on the games a lot, like it was PlayStation.
Yeah. After the Xbox, we dropped it.
He's not got a PSG. My ex-wife bought a PSG for me. I think I was the only one that had a PSG.
I don't even have it. I never had a PSG.
I was the only one who had a PSG.
I never had a PSG.
That's because I was a Christmas present.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because Xbox 360 had... games that were exclusive to them that we didn't mind playing over and over.
Yeah, we was good.
Yeah, like they had a couple. They didn't have a lot of games. They have like good games.
They had good games.
With how much do we need?
They are quality
can't
titles.
Play six exclusive titles all together because Gears is replayable.
Mm-hmm.
Halo was replayable. Yeah. We were killing those, but they had those. Whatever it was, they had them. And then some reason
they lost it.
Entertainment.
Yeah, when they went that direction, I think that's when they dropped off.
And then this random exclusives of, I don't want to call it kiddie games, but I don't know what that was. That last conference was like, yo, this is an Xbox.
Indie games, yeah.
They probably tried to target kids or something like that. It's like
they're gonna have the indie community. Indie community.
So since then, I got my Xbox One, bought Halo, never played anything on it.
Yeah, I mean. The Xbox One, they have games to play, but not for me to buy a console.
Yeah, nothing for specific Xbox One.
I could see Ghost of Tsushima selling consoles. I could see you buying a console to play Last of Us 2. But I ain't seen Microsoft have an equivalent that's going to sell the killer app, I should say. And I haven't seen a killer app for the next gen yet.
No.
All right? I've yet to see the killer app game that's going to create and be like, oh, my God. This should... Maybe it's because I'm older now and I kind of...
Oh, maybe they're betting on their powerful machine, because they have what? They have about almost 2 teraflops.
Let me ask you a question before you even say that. Yeah, the machine is powerful. What are you using it for?
Playing games. Well, I was going to go say that too, is that game makers, because PlayStation is so much lower than that, I don't think they're going to exceed it that much to meet the demand of the system.
PlayStation game, the PlayStation 5 system is where it needs to be for any game creator to make games. It's not much of a difference. They got a few more teraflops than PS5 does. Is that gonna make gaming companies decide, okay, we have to go Xbox?
I mean,
PlayStation 5 is not going to run it?
I did look this stuff up.
When they know more people are going to buy PS5 because there's more games on it?
I mean, it's actually a huge difference, the difference in that in the those software. 2 teraflops. It's huge.
Yeah.
But I don't think game creators are actually going to go so far.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever known a system that couldn't run a game that came out for it?
No.
So what are we worried about?
Well, this might be the new thing for this generation.
No.
Last year's generation was microtransactions.
I would love this.
This might be the new thing. This is the generation of the unfinished game. Give me $5 for the patch.
Wow.
They go ship it to you unfinished and pay them for the patches.
Yeah, but unfinished meaning they didn't finish their work, not the graphics. The graphics cannot be played because the system can't run it. They check these stuff before they even start making a game for it.
Yeah, I've played some games. I make a question there, but okay.
And the difference within the two technologies is not that far off.
It's not. It's not, right? It's not like we're looking at a Tesla and a fucking Camry here.
It's not that far off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't understand what they claim they have going for them. Maybe it's going to pay out.
Maybe they got some exclusives there and they want to announce it.
No. I don't think that's
They've been buying up studios last year, like 2 years ago.
That's like Destiny saying, we putting all this money in marketing, and we don't put no commercials up.
Because this is marketing.
This is
now.
When you put your games out.
3 years ago, they announced they was buying a bunch of studios, and they just went quiet tonight. They didn't announce nothing about that yet.
This is not time. It's coming out in the holiday season.
They might have some indies that we don't know about. I said it might, and I'm saying back
on
that.
And this is around the time that the conferences were supposed to come out. But because of this whole thing, they're doing it online. Xbox had this conference already. Did you see it?
It's trash.
I didn't see it.
Third parties.
I didn't see it.
Third parties of the yin yang.
I
liked it. The dinosaur game looked good. Listen, I can't wait to play it on PS5.
I saw that specifically. I didn't even see the Xbox conference on YouTube.
No.
All
I'm saying is
the day the PlayStation 5 video came out.
Yeah.
It was there.
It's the
for everybody.
All I gotta say about the Microsoft press conference. I say I can't wait to play that dinosaur game from a PS5.
That you don't remember the name of.
Got it. Don't remember the name.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm gonna buy it. Doesn't matter.
So, what y'all think about the design? Okay. Hold on, before we get to the design,
it looks cool.
I hate the fuck. I hate Xbox with their names of the systems.
They're trying to that narrative X.
They're all Xbox One X and
One X, One X Two, One X Three.
I mean, they could have gone One X Two, One X Three. That would have been fine.
Yeah.
They went 360. What's the name? Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a lot of mouthful. Can I have an Xbox Series X, please?
It's a lot to say. PS5, Xbox Series X.
PSI rolls off the tongue. It's Series X.
Numbers, PS5, PS6. It's just the numbers.
I don't understand what these goddamn names are.
I don't know.
Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Xbox One.
360. The 360 was probably because it's a complete. Yeah. No, it's not.
Because remember, it was
that
Xbox.
That don't make no sense.
Xbox 360. I mean, they were trying to say it was a...
But if you do 360, you're back at the same spot, though.
Xbox.
That makes no sense.
But that means they went around and experienced things. They're coming back as a different machine.
Okay. Okay. You kind of stretch it out there, bro. I'm sorry. Nah. Okay. You stretch it out there.
What What do you see on the way? You see the same thing?
Yeah, but you come back to the same point.
You come back to the same point because it's an Xbox. It's still the same.
So yeah. You reminded me of the one game you had for the first Xbox.
I can't remember why.
Are we playing Halo 1?
I'm pretty sure you had to
Halo 1 and 2. That's it. That's all you played.
Did the exclusive change? No, it's still the same exclusive, but it were better.
Maybe that's why we try. So we tried to make more exclusives, but then we said, "Oh fuck it, come back to Halo." That's
and it worked.
That's what you said to me.
It worked.
Well, yeah, Halo 3 is epic. Halo 3 is epic.
Okay then.
Maybe that's what
we need to do.
Oh man.
They experienced something and implemented into their original design.
Sure. No, I'm not saying that 360. I mean, their business model makes sense now.
Shit.
Sure. These motherfuckers went from 360 to 1.
To 1 again.
To X? Now, Series X. Series not X. Even fucking X. It's Series X.
Yeah, Series X.
Yeah. It's like they're not taking forward.
No, they think that, if the name sounds cool, everybody will buy it.
I don't know.
Negative.
I swear the person behind this negative. Isn't thinking long term.
I mean.
And yet, all this, your name is amazing. Your system looks like trash.
You don't got a console. It looks like a.
It looks like a tower for a computer.
Me personally, I don't care how a console looks, but I don't care how a console looks.
PS5 console looks fire.
I don't want a trash can of mouse. That PS5 shit gonna look way better.
Fire.
Yeah. Cause think about it.
I actually like the simplicity of the Xbox.
That's a trash can. I would say that
for a lot of people who doesn't want their system to affect their decor in the room.
Yeah.
We'll buy maybe an Xbox, but that's not enough for a safe system.
So it looks good, but why are you going to load it?
It could blend in, so I'm definitely getting it. What you gonna do?
I'm pretty sure if you're buying a console because it blends in, you're buying it for the wrong reasons.
A $400 paperweight?
I'm sorry. Oh. If you're buying a console because it blends in with your feng shui, you're buying it for the wrong reasons, bro.
I actually never understood why they constantly come up with different shapes because it's not how it looks. It's more
it's what
the
it
power
does.
That's in it. Yeah. Because they always trying to come up with the coolest new
looking
shape
shit,
and shit like that.
Because, people buy... We are human beings.
Yeah, we don't.
People buy stuff based on how it looks.
I know it looks cool, but...
Yes. Based on how it looks. So they are trying to get those people in as well as the ones with the games who want to buy it for the games. I'm not going to lie. PS5's design is epic.
It looks nice.
Epic. You know what I mean? And they went from, I don't know if they're going to have a black version, but they went.
They have to have a black, actually. Like, what the fuck, y'all white, that's not a black? Nigga, I don't want a white console in my house. Okay. I liked it because I'm hoping there's going to be a black.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I was.
I don't mind
but
the white console.
Have you seen it with the CD console, the CD?
PlayStation had a white console before.
Yeah, I know. The Destiny one.
Well, they came with both colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Destiny one.
But
you think it's going to be about black and blue?
I hope so. If it don't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Have you seen the PlayStation 5 though with the CD?
Yeah,
the CD slot.
The digital version and the CD slot.
Yeah. It looks kind of wonky with the CD slot though.
No, it doesn't look kind of wonky you're not seeing the bottom. They show you the design. It can stand on its bottom and still look like it's unbalanced.
Yeah.
But it stands firm to the bottom.
After probably get a better look at it.
They show you after because we're like, the comments.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks wonky. How is it gonna lie down? And they show you it lie down.
But
it's a stand to the bottom.
Yeah.
It's lying on the stand, but it still looks like a.
I believe it'll be able to stand on its own. But
not sideways. I'm talking about like, because remember how the fins are curved?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it has a flat surface to the bottom, but technically it's the way they show you it stands on something.
Yeah.
So the fin is like above there. Thing. It's gonna work out. But it intrigues my fantasy. Instead of having another box just sitting there.
Yeah.
Man, I don't give a shit what it look like.
No, we don't care what it look like, but it helps.
Yeah, it does help.
I'm not gonna buy a PlayStation 5 because it look good and have no games.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? So I'm a PlayStation.
I was just looking at the both of them.
Oh, yeah?
Xbox has disappointed me since S360.
I say now let Microsoft announce rival schools coming on there.
I mean,
okay.
You gotta be a serious.
It
game.
Ain't hard to get.
It's a fighting game.
And
it ain't hard to get both, but
here,
Xbox
better,
based on
what
I've
thinking,
seen.
I'm thinking if it Microsoft, because I already know there's a couple games in my head that they could come up with, and I'll be like, okay, I want to see what it's
so
about.
So what you gonna keep in your head? What games?
Rival Schools is one of my favorites. It's a fighting game.
Is it exclusive for?
It's an SNK game, so it could be a third party.
Okay, so all right. PlayStation 5 as well. Go ahead.
All right. So, Rival Schools is one of them. I want to see a new Jack X. I like that car.
Xbox exclusive?
Nah, that's a Sony
PlayStation 5, okay, go ahead. No, I'm going to shut your shit down because I don't know what exclusive you think everything, Xbox has.
I'm just saying, they come up with that game. They didn't manage to, like, give. They could actually get it to be exclusive.
They can, the right, but I doubt.
Yeah, I don't know if they because I remember
you
got
to remember this has to be a game somebody's already working on. They can't just say, okay, we want you to get an exclusive, and then they start now. We're not seeing that.
I don't think they're so big on exclusive anymore, especially since all the games could be played by PC players. So that's why I think they're kind of dropping the exclusivity of their games.
Sounds good.
Right?
How's that working out for you?
But that sells consoles, though. I mean, sell consoles.
How's that working out for you?
I said, let's get a PC, then.
What incentive does an individual have to buy this particular specific hardware you're selling?
I mean, Microsoft is a software company, so it's a possibility they just see it as another computer.
You're right.
So it's just...
That's possible.
Like, the console, the Xbox to them now could just be another laptop,
let me
another
ask you
computer
a question.
To them.
Okay. Do you have specific presentations for specific computers?
Nah.
Oh, okay. So it ain't the same because you're spending all this money doing all this experience, Xbox One experience, because you want to sell this specific equipment.
Specific console, yeah.
So it can be the same. Yeah, okay, you run PC as well. So, but the way they did it, whoever buys a game for Xbox X Series also get it the free game on the PC.
Oh, yeah?
So
yeah,
it's... I don't think if it transfers the other way, but if you buy it for the Xbox, you get it on the PC.
I mean,
so they still have incentive to buy it because you can play it either or. If you want to play it on your television, you play it on your computer. You gotta have the games. It's a gaming system.
Pretty
so
much.
What should be the first thing that you focus on?
Games.
The game. Right? If you don't have exclusives that's gonna bring people to the table, nobody's coming.
I'm saying
I missed the last 2 years.
They will not let. Well, I
missed.
No, I didn't even know those were coming out. Yeah,
they came out.
Yeah, they out.
I missed them. That's crazy.
Because why? It wasn't what we used to.
Yeah, it didn't make a big enough splash. I guess.
Yeah, we didn't.
Like
it,
that.
Wow, I guess War came out. We didn't even get the Xbox to play it. Like that's crazy. Right? It's a combination
two
of
two came out.
We didn't have time
that's,
to.
That's
play
crazy.
It. I mean,
two came
well,
out.
When you have a day job, it's kind of hard to have. To
we didn't have time.
Though.
We had a PlayStation.
Well, we're saying that, but I mean,
we played Destiny every single one of them garbage.
Let the proper Halo drop.
Oh yeah.
I'll
be the one game. I'll be like y'all. Like I have one game for it.
Come on, man. You gotta have the exclusives. Overheating again?
Yeah.
You might have to get you. You can put together get an actual video camera.
Those are way more expensive.
How much?
How?
Like you want to know how much these are?
How much?
$350.
Damn.
So used. How much is the bigger ones?
Used. So,
Damn.
I was probably saying it's close.
Like grand.
That's each.
It's like grand.
So, yeah.
We got to do
something
slowly.
In that neighborhood.
No, but we got to have something bigger that doesn't overheat.
Yeah.
We're going to get that shit.
They probably have some.
Because, the thing is, the reason why these are expensive because of the size they come in.
Yeah. And these are, we are actually recording with this from the camera. What a lot of people do is they connect it to the computer and then record. But we have two cameras, so I'm not sure how that works. How that'll work. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, look into it. Because remember, the bigger ones should be cheaper. These are coming compact, and they do the same thing the big ones do. So that's why I think they're more expensive.
Well, you might be right there.
I'm telling you.
Shop around. If you need cash, just fucking ask it. Niggas will chip in and get the shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah. So PS5, for me personally, I think it has the upper hand.
They got games.
People say different games. I'm buying a system for games. If you have that, you got my attention. You don't, I'll wait until you get something.
But I gotta see
if you ever do.
See how long to clear my backlog. So I got games. I think Tsushima is gonna be the last video game I buy.
Negative. That's a negative.
I think it will.
All right. So second,
what I got coming up next?
Cyberpunk.
PlayStation
5 is coming out at the end of the year. They got games coming out. What are we talking about here?
Cyberpunk.
They
delayed that too much. I got to see what that's about.
They have a huge list of stuff right
of
there.
Coming out, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
But this is for PS5. PS5 is coming out of holiday, so we still got time for that. PlayStation 4 still has some games coming out this year.
But Xbox do have something going for it. This is its backwards compatibility.
Oh, it's so cute.
My arms.
Which is
so cute.
PS5 could fucking do that.
Well, PS5 is kind of...
It's not as flat.
Yeah.
It has certain requirements.
Yeah, not every game will not be able game. To be backwards compatible.
Every PS4 game.
Better than what we got last year.
Well. But the Xbox game, they're trying to go back.
All the way back. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They got like two consoles.
Cool, I'm going to buy a...
They got two consoles.
Brand new $400 console to play.
I mean, you got old games that yeah, you know really love.
Now all games.
Yeah, okay. And then what? Okay, everybody buys your system. Where... How are you going to continue making them buy stuff for that system?
You're going to keep buying, getting older games?
Well, I mean, they probably rely on the nostalgia factor of that.
Yeah, like, I made a nostalgia buy last night.
Subscriptions fee, which is about $6 every month, right?
Yeah, every
month. $6 to $10, depending on what package I believe.
Is that the equality of a brand new title?
Nah, I want to get a new title.
But
no, I'm talking about money-wise. Mm. If everybody has to, everybody who has a PlayStation 5 has to buy a new title that they're interested in, is the money the same as getting $6 a month from each person who has an Xbox?
That's about a year.
$6 a month is better.
$6 a month.
That's guaranteed money.
That's like one game a year you're paying for, basically. Because $6 is about $72 for the year.
That's not good.
We get to play exclusives, like when they just come out?
No.
Oh, nah, fuck that.
You gotta buy the game still. You
still gotta buy the game.
The subscription is for the previous game. You get to
buy man,
the
what the hell
game?
We can't. When are we get? When are we gonna get Netflix the game, man?
I was wondering if that was gonna be a thing. Fly,
which was renting, though.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
So what happened with that?
Like, Stadia?
They're not gonna make you rent games anymore. Remember, they came out with the digital. They were trying to go digital. And we shut that shit down.
The consoles shut that down.
Shut that shit down. We go digital, we're not buying anything.
I thought we can't share
our games. Are you mad?
Yeah, it was Microsoft.
PlayStation was going to do it too. PlayStation was smarter.
They held back.
In the news or whatever, everybody thought PlayStation was going to do it too. Well, PlayStation did it because they know Xbox was going to do the same. And then right before the shit came out,
Sony cut that shit
and shut down Xbox entire thing.
It's out of backlash because game was jumping Microsoft ass that day, bro.
Shit.
The Angry Army came after niggas.
I play
that
a game, and once I play, that's it. Even if you sell it back, you gotta sell it back with a special code, and the person gets a new code.
Fuck that.
That's just some greedy shit right there.
That's what it is. They're always trying to find a new way to make more money off an initial sale.
And you see, I think if people didn't make a big deal,
shut the shit down.
Yeah,
we would be doing that right now.
We would be here. That would be
all digital.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We would have been right now.
Damn, Game 5 thought it was going to be the next Netflix.
Game 5 was.
Yeah.
And as time go on, people start. Because remember, nobody wants to buy a game. They don't have to. They can rent it, play it. So it was. Because in the mail.
I swear this.
That's still when we had CDs going in and out of the mail. That's why even when Blockbuster was still open, or I think Netflix had CDs.
Netflix still had CDs
coming to
and
the house.
And they was trying to be the games.
Yeah.
Which was smart.
That's how Netflix
transitioning though.
App right now.
In the back though, like
that's how they got their own app right now. Everything's online.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's still alive?
No, Netflix. I mean,
oh,
that's how Netflix made their thing. But GameFly, it just didn't work out that way.
Netflix in the back, they're scheming.
Nah, because with GameFly, Microsoft and Sony cut that shit off. I mean, because
they wanted people to buy their games.
Yeah,
they want to force people to buy games instead of renting it. Because how much money they were losing?
What?
But PS4 did that renting game too. Where you could download a game for a certain amount of time.
Xbox and PS5, Xbox and Sony destroyed GameFly so they can make their own version on their account. PlayStation Now is GameFly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. PlayStation
you
Now.
With a subscription, you can get the games you want over here. Same thing with Xbox.
Gosh, man.
So they cut the middleman out. The guy made the thing. They cut him out, and then they did it for themselves.
Yeah, this is where we at right now.
That's where we are.
Fucked up shit, yeah.
All right, like I said, Microsoft, in closing,
Get some games.
Good luck to you.
Get some games. Don't be selling a game system with no games that everybody else have.
Word.
Made no sense. In closing. Xbox, get some games.
Xbox. All right, so.
Get some games.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask us to choose a system over the other.
PlayStation 5, you know where that's going.
Gosh.
Unanimous.
Not even a question.
Unanimous decision.
Twice. I'll buy it twice before I buy one Xbox.
Yeah, it goes that.
I already have an Xbox that's sitting at home. I've never played after I finish Halo. There is nothing. PlayStation 5 twice before Xbox. That's
damn,
it. That's my closing statement.
Shit.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Microsoft.
Yeah, and prices. We forgot the prices.
Oh, right, right.
Right? This Xbox trying to win people over again. They said their Xbox, their game is going to be $50 lower than PlayStation's on. That's what they claim. I don't understand why that matters if you have no games, once again. But okay, I understand what you're trying to go for. Right?
Oh, I think Sony knows they have the advantage here.
Of course, they have an advantage.
Because they openly said that, I think they're slowly saying that their system is going, because
they're trying
of the
to deliver
technology
quality.
They have. Yeah, quality.
And gaming experience, not a cheaper system. They made that clear.
The whole shit was so funny to me, right? Because I remember niggas was going crazy because we want to see what the fuck is going on with Sony on the PS5. We know what the Xbox Series X look like. And then Sony has been silent,
yeah,
right?
Sony always silent.
And then Microsoft released their press conference about the games that are coming out. And then Sony released their press conference and everybody jumps since Microsoft ass. Where are the exclusives at?
Because like once they show their hands, like
how
that's
many
all they
times,
got.
Then, how many times can you make the same mistake?
I was like, damn, bro, it's been years now. Y'all still doing the same shit.
That's
all
two
again,
systems. Like, what, like six, bro, 7 years
now,
apart?
Microsoft.
Yeah.
360 was what, 6, 7? No, because Xbox One is 6, 7 years old, right?
About that.
360 was the last time you had decent exclusives.
God, that's a long
that's
time.
That's a whole system.
The whole console generation, yeah.
Come on. Are you still doing it right now?
But how much are y'all willing to pay for that system, though?
Cool. $600.
Because
nothing above that.
There was a...
if it comes 7, it'll stay in the store.
There was a leak on Amazon. I think they're actually testing the market.
Yeah.
There was a leak on Amazon and somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where...
It was like 6?
They actually placed it one...
$699.
One place had it for... 700, the other place had it for 724.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm not paying above 5.
So,
I'm not.
I think those leaks
pay $600
were actually testing out the waters to see what people would say and think about
not
a $700.
Not a penny above $600. Not a penny
above
$600.
I mean, didn't the PS3 came out, when it came out, was like $300 or something?
$400.
Yeah.
$400.
They're upping the ante with this console, man.
It better be not above $600.
That's
the same thing.
Cause it doesn't matter how much games you have.
Dog, that's a whole.
It's almost $1,000.
Thank God I'm getting a bicycle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bad days as a gamer will be numbered. That's all I gotta say with that.
Throw money at PC before I buy a system.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, Sean, it's that time, boy. Time to build a machine.
Cause that is some crazy shit you're talking about.
Nah. And I still have to buy the games for it?
Yeah, which are going to be
$70. It's testing the water with that one. So
Once your PC guys free to play games that we can play forever.
Plus, you could download them illegally too, but that's another
okay,
thing.
Okay, there's ways around that. I'm not buying a system for...
I'll find a way to stick it to the man.
An arm and a leg, and then I got to pay for each game that comes out?
Shit. Yeah, that's going to be a tough Christmas with a tag like that, though.
That's a tough
Nobody
sell,
getting no gift from me?
You know what I think helping that? The push... That VR did, because VR, the virtual reality headsets was so expensive and it's still sold, because people,
it's new,
because people are stupid.
The technology,
people are stupid.
Now, VR technology is expensive.
We are consumers.
Yeah.
All right. If nobody buys your product, it doesn't matter how cool it is. It's staying in the store.
I hear you.
Right. People need to understand that. They test the water. This is why the gaming community is where it is now. As bad as it is, DRM, all the garbage. We allowed that to get to this point.
Yeah, people don't really... People just accept the shit they're given.
That's it. Just knowing that you're giving your money. You're allowing them to take advantage of you.
Like, if it does come with that $700 for the PS5,
I won't be
if
getting
they
it.
Made a, if people made it. A stink about it, then I'm pretty
I'm
sure they'll lower their price.
I'm fucking paying a $700
for
the console.
I have a PC already.
That's a new bed.
Give me a reason to continue playing when I'm playing.
They announced $700. I'll go spend $1,000 on a PC.
On a PC?
Yeah.
No question.
Because you could buy a monster PC for a grand.
Come on. Enough to play most games that's out here now. Come on.
Pretty much. Yep.
No $700.
That's all I got to say. Lose your mind, Sony.
Yeah.
Lose your mind.
Y'all got us right now with the excuses.
You got me. Right now, you got my attention.
That price mark is question mark.
That price just raised my eyebrow.
Let's see what numbers you put in there.
Okay.
And not just the console, but for the games also.
Y'all came in the game. Y'all announced y'all exclusives. Y'all got me. Now, y'all announced y'all price. Now my eyebrow was up.
They're thinking we got them on the ropes.
You got me, huh?
We got them on the ropes. Like,
okay.
Do you think we could pull them in for a little more?
Lose your fucking mind.
Lose their mind, please.
Okay. We pull them in for a little more.
Y'all hear me on Horizon Zero Dawn's dick?
Yeah.
Watch how
that
shit will flip in the morning.
That should have been a store.
It's gonna be this will be the Sony fake news podcast in the morning.
In the morning.
Okay. Lose your mind.
Shit.
Okay.
And wherever your money not go, we're gonna just go to Xbox. Ain't no problem.
Got you.
No problem, because I know a Halo was coming out for Xbox, so I buy that. Since since your system is too expensive, I spend the $500
to reach
Xbox
my blood, yo. Like, yo,
and get the Halo, and that's the only game I get for Xbox. No problem.
Yeah, we good. So, good luck to you guys.
Yeah.
And we out.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Talk About Epic. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.